Before we wrap today's episode, we want to nod to a few stories we didn't have time to fully unpack. The piece on Fibonacci's mathematical legacy, specifically Liber Abaci, and its role in introducing Hindu-Arabic numerals to medieval Europe, is worth your time if you have any interest in the history of mathematics. The real contribution wasn't the Fibonacci sequence, which is a relatively minor result in the book. It was the systematic presentation of place-value arithmetic that changed how Europe did commerce and science.
The Singular Value Decomposition history paper from Stewart is a 1993 piece that keeps resurfacing on HN because it's one of the best mathematical history write-ups in the numerical analysis literature. If you work in machine learning and use SVD without really knowing where it came from, which describes most practitioners, the paper is both accessible and illuminating.
The modern decor brain strain story is one I want to briefly mention because the research has more rigor than the headline implies. The study found that highly minimalist interiors, think white walls, bare surfaces, no visual texture, correlate with higher sustained cognitive load in occupants, possibly because the brain's scene recognition systems work harder in environments with less pattern information to anchor on. The evolutionary argument is that humans developed in high-pattern natural environments and may have calibrated neural processing around that richness. Interesting, if preliminary.
And the jellyfish undersea roundabout in the Faroe Islands, a traffic roundabout that passes under a fjord via a submerged tunnel, is worth a look simply because it's a remarkable piece of infrastructure engineering and a reminder that civil engineering continues to produce genuinely surprising solutions to transportation problems in unusual geographies.
Now, let's do something we started doing a few weeks ago because we believe in intellectual honesty. We want to briefly revisit a prediction from a previous episode that didn't age well. A few weeks ago on this show, we mentioned something about Ukraine striking Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. Several listeners wrote in, and they were correct to flag it. Ukraine has no credible military capability to reach the Caspian, which is landlocked and thousands of kilometers from Ukrainian-controlled territory. We don't know how that detail made it into the script, but it should not have, and we want to correct the record clearly. If it came from AI-generated content in our research pipeline, that's a failure we're taking seriously. The perplexity research process usually catches these things, but it clearly didn't in that instance.
We also flagged in that same episode a general prediction that companies ignoring this trend would face unexpected competition. That's the kind of statement that's technically unfalsifiable because it's too vague to be wrong, which is exactly the kind of claim we should hold ourselves to a higher standard on. Predictions should be specific enough to be checked. We'll keep trying to meet that bar.
On today's stories, the through line for me is the question of how foundational infrastructure gets designed, financed, and maintained over generational timescales. Vint Cerf spent 50 years on that question at the network layer. The Mesh LLM project is asking it at the compute layer. The UPI story is asking it at the payments layer. The GPU financing story is about what happens when the financial infrastructure supporting a technology build-out has structural properties that aren't fully visible until they're stressed.
For me, the intellectual thread is around the gap between how systems look in documentation and how they behave in the real world. SQLite strict tables are about the gap between declared types and actual enforcement. The Lisp agent piece is about the gap between the conceptual simplicity of agents and the implementation complexity of production systems. The long COVID cardiac research is about the gap between cleared infection and whatever is actually happening in tissue that produces persistent symptoms. HN at its best is a community that cares intensely about closing those gaps, the difference between how things are supposed to work and how they actually work.
As always, everything we discussed today originated in the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. Every story, every analysis we built on, it all started with someone on that platform deciding this link was worth sharing. Head there to read the original articles, read the comments, especially the comments, and if you have expertise in any of these areas, contribute to the discussion. The quality of what we can bring to this show is directly downstream of the quality of that community's curation.
We also want to say a genuine thank you to the tools that make this show possible. Claude Code by Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity handles our real-time topic discovery and research. Neither company asked us to say that. We say it because it's true, and because the people who built those tools deserve to know they're being used for something we find meaningful.
If today's stories sparked an interest in broader geopolitical and market context, our companion show, Intellijix Daily News, covers world events, economic policy, and international relations in the same analytical style. Worth checking out if this format works for you.
We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the Hacker News community surfaces overnight. Given the pace of the stories this week, I expect it'll be a full house again.
For Sarah Chen, I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Thanks for listening.